I'm Steve Miller reporting. President Donald Trump is hailing the opening of the United States' new embassy in Jerusalem amid a backdrop of deadly violence. The AP Sagar Meghani reports from the White House.
The president calls it a great day for Israel.
Congratulations. It's been a long time coming.
Moving the embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem has infuriated Palestinians who claim East Jerusalem as their capital. But in a video message played at the embassy dedication, the president says peace between Israelis and Palestinians remains his greatest hope.
The United States remains fully committed to facilitating a lasting peace agreement.
Though Palestinians say the embassy move effectively disqualifies the U.S. as a mediator. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Gaza's health ministry says Israeli forces have shot dead at least 41 Palestinians along the border of the Gaza Strip. The health official said at least 500 people have been injured. The deaths bring the total number of Palestinians killed by Israeli forces during 6 weeks of protests to more than 50. Critics have faulted Israeli forces for using live fire, which Israel says its actions are necessary for security as people threaten the border fence. China said on Monday it is sending an envoy to the United States this week for talks aimed at cooling a trade dispute that threatens to upend markets from soybeans to steel, and welcome comments by U.S. President Donald Trump hinting at possible easing of sanctions on embattled Chinese telecoms firm ZTE. The foreign ministry said Vice Premier Liu He will be visiting the U.S. from Tuesday through Saturday for consultations with U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. This is VOA News. Ahead of a planned June 12 summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in Singapore,